At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy 3 hours lined up this morning. An early edition of the Maestro, Mike Palm, VP of Circa, is going to be in studio in 15 minutes. We'll ask him about how they book games this time of year. Bruce Marshall, college ball. He's been betting sports since we were alive, before we even born. Editor of the Gold Sheet. He's on in 90 minutes betting college basketball today. And Johnny Avello is DraftKings Sportsbook. They're going to open up in Massachusetts tomorrow. We'll ask him about that, the excitement around it. DraftKings, your hometown sportsbook now in the Boston area and that great state back on the East Coast. For those of you checking out the show this morning on NESN, hello. Pauly, obviously today and tomorrow, two of the best days of the entire year. I lean tomorrow for what it's worth.
Sure.
Because then we get the quarters and the semis of basically all these tournaments.
Yep.
But today is phenomenal.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. How do you handle like cold spells in a time of year like this? Because I cannot cash a bet to save my life. And some of the losers that I had yesterday, really just a kick to the breadbasket. I mean, mid-afternoon, my day really got started with Air Force +7. Up 3 with a minute. UNLV goes at the free throw line, down 1 with 18 seconds. The kid makes 1, not both. We go to overtime. They lose by 8. That's a rough way to start the betting day for me. Then to cap it off last night, another bet that I had was Georgia +3. Down big in the first half. They came roaring back. They led by 3 with 3 minutes. That game was tied with 90 seconds. They never scored again, and they lost by 5. I was catching 3 with Georgia in that game. It's not going well this week, and there are a zillion games. I mean, we played the Malinsky special yesterday. You got to eat clean this time of year, eat healthy,
yep.
Right? You don't want to have pizza wings and beer every single night, and you're going to be missing all this stuff and pay attention with the second halves and the in-play. We have a mutual friend who has recently been in like the biggest rut in a long, long time, like 6 weeks. Can't get out of it. Yep. He's like, I got to take a day off. I just got to remove myself from everything. I can't do that today. There are too many games, and I have 2 bets as of right now. We'll see how this goes. I bet Arkansas last night, pick them. They're a 2-point favorite right now. And I did take Kansas State +2.5 against TCU, -15 cents. And it's moved about a half a point.
Well, it's all about streaks. Your luck factor is going to change. It's also, wait, no, don't chase. And the other thing is, it's not like, it's one thing if you were on the completely wrong side of these games. That's not happening. And it's not like UNLV's winning by 30. I mean, you have the right side, and it's a vicious beat. You're up 3 with a minute. So whatever you're doing is right. But our friend who's in a rough drought, that followed a unbelievable hot streak.
It did.
Our other friend who's great with quarters and halves had like a 30-5 run. Then he went south. So it's going to go like that. But with you, I wouldn't change anything. You're just on the wrong side of bad beats and bad luck right now. But it's going to flip. But it's not like the other thought process where it's, well, I'm not even close on these games. If you're not even close, then you have to reassess what you're doing and reevaluate things. But look at the Big Sky Championship game. If you're catching 7.5, Northern Arizona's down 9 with 7 seconds. They get fouled. They hit their free throws. It's a title game. They don't foul. I mean, they're down 7 with 6 seconds. It's a right move, but they just let Montana State dribble it out, and right. You get hooked there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be because those are some gut-wrenching losses last night, and it's not fun when, you know, the madness is right here and it's upon us, and, you know, specifically for next week as well, building that bankroll, and it's going the opposite way for you. But it's there are too many games. I'd like to sit here and just be like, oh, I got to take a breather today. Can't. Impossible. I mean, today and tomorrow are two of the best days out of the entire year.
Yeah. You're right.
And if I continue to lose some bets, and it depends on how they, I mean, if they're bad beats, like the Air Force game was a really awful beat yesterday. It doesn't matter if you had the 6, it came down to actually 5, 5.5 at some spots.
Right, right.
But if you were on that early to get 7 and that they lose by 8 in overtime when they're up by 3 with them, that's the kind of stuff that you got to just suck it up, man. Put the big boy pants on.
Would have been a great question for Malinsky. A guy who did it for over 30 years.
Oh, yeah, because there's no guys like him and the best in the world. I mean, they would be, at the end of the day, at end of the year, they're going to be winners more times than not, but they will have unbelievable hot streaks. And in between, they're going to have, who knows, 5 days, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks where it's just not going, it's not running right for them.
Like a closer in baseball, short-term memory. Get right back out there the next day, too. Look at how the Hawks game finished. You know, look at how the Celtic game finished. You're getting teams that are hitting half-court buzzer beaters or beyond the three-point line, and it's deciding the ticket. Porzingis hits a 3 down 5 at the buzzer.
Right.
A hand in his face, too.
Sure.
In a five-point game, it was meaningless, but it came down. The line was 2.5-3,
yep.
And he hits a long bomb, and you cash if you had the Wizards.
I saw it when it happened, and there's realistically no reason for him to even shoot the basketball.
No.
Like, the game's over with.
Yeah.
Like, there are going to be zeros on the clock, basically, as soon as he touches the ball. And he made a move, and he throws it up, and bam, it goes in, and that goes from a five-point deficit to a two-point game. And if you were laying 2.5, it's a horrible beat.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Stick with it. It's all right.
No, I will see.
The bad beats, what
do you think of Arkansas opening up a pick'em against Auburn today? No. I thought that was
Auburn was the favorite. Now it's
yeah,
flipped.
They were one, and I got
now
picked.
Now it's two the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought Arkansas should have opened up the favorite in that game.
There are a lot of games like that today where it's like, well, wait a second here. Like, Kansas is only 3, 3.5 against West Virginia. The one seeds in a lot of these tournaments are sharp. You see what Miami's laying?
Yeah.
I'm surprised how low VCU is. There's a lot of games like that.
How about Duke? They opened
up short, seems right. Yep.
They shot to 6 immediately.
Duke's only, Virginia's 2 against North Carolina. Their season's on the line. What do you do with the game out here? UCLA now? Horrible move. Terrible. Terrible. With Clark out for the year. One of the best defensive players in the country, and they're in a 13 points per game guy now.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah. He's probably like, the third option on the team when it comes to the offense.
Yeah.
He's a very good defensive player as well.
Jeff Goodman, Bruce Marshall coming up later. Goodman covers the sport. Well, that's it now. He goes, I can't pick UCLA to do anything in March now as a result of this injury. And it also begs the question, will the committee take away the one seed from UCLA as a result of this?
Yeah, because by the way, I did see a bunch of people have UCLA leapfrog Purdue for the one this week, and they had the Bruins on the one line, and they had Purdue down to the 2 seed. Well, because of this, even if they win the Pac-12, that's a question though, right? What if they win the Pac-12 tournament and they look awesome without the guy?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that can happen.
Because remember what happened to Kenyon Martin in Cincinnati 20-plus years ago now?
Yeah.
He goes down. What a shame. He was the best player in the country. They were the best team. That was Bob Huggins. They were completely loaded with talent. Very easily could have, and that was a crazy Final Four because they had 8 seeds, I think 9 seeds in the Final Four.
Well, the committee did the right thing, though. You have to evaluate the team as is now.
They gave them a 2 and they lost in, the second round?
Yeah.
So, what if they're in a battle today as a 9-point favorite against Colorado, dare I say lose the game, or if they lose in the second round, then there's no way they're going to get a 1 if Purdue goes on and wins the Big Ten title.
Well, man, it doesn't even have to happen. Because you might say, wow, they're going to miss this guy now. He's so important.
Do you agree with the people like Jeff Goodman who said, and UCLA was his preseason pick to win the whole thing, and now he said, "I'm out. I'm off UCLA."
Yeah.
You take away, and they weren't. They're not. They don't have a deep bench anyway.
Well, the kid. The other kid played well. When because he left that game early with an injury against Arizona, so the other guys have to step up and contribute. But you're taking away. Forget the team. He's one of the best defensive players in the country. Yeah. Maybe the best defensive player in the country. And a 13-7 guy. So it's enormous. Yep. It's terrible. So, I mean, you can't. It's sports. It's just you don't want to see stuff like this, like what happened last night with Durant. Are you kidding? The guy gets hurt in pregame warmups and slips.
How about
and
that
hurts
video
his
that came
ankle?
Out?
Yeah.
It's all over social media, by the way.
Oh, look at this video.
He's going up. The wet spot on the floor. It's his home debut. They were 3-0 with him. He goes down. He's just coming back from. Look at that. And so it's a really bad for those of you in the radio audience. Again, it's all over social media. It's all over SportsCenter. It's all over everywhere. The left ankle as he's going up in pregame warmups just completely twists the other way on him, and he missed the game. They had to sit him. They're like, there's no reason. I mean, he hurt himself. And so Booker went nuts last night. He had 30 points at halftime, ended with 44. But I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at the odds to win the championship. They're the second shortest shot on the board. You're saying to me right now that Phoenix, they're around plus 350 or plus 390. They're ahead or shorter than Milwaukee. You're telling me the Suns are a better team than the Bucks?
No.
They got to come out of the West. The Bucks are in the East.
No depth. Going to be a grind in the West. Chris Paul is done.
They're not better than the Bucks.
No. I'm with you.
No, and
they might be like a 4 seed. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
I mean that's what a race that's going to be to win the Pacific too.
Well, and by the way,
but again, it's like how is the guy out? How significant is the injury? Maybe it's much ado about nothing. But can you imagine? This changes the futures. This changes everything. The guy's, I mean, he can't stay healthy though. Just fluke injuries with Durant.
That's the same thing with Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah, right.
Fluky. So I mean, but how many teams in the Western Conference don't have some sort of a flaw right now?
Yeah.
Would it be Denver?
I still love Denver, but yeah. That's what? The trust factor and the issues they've had with the others stepping up outside of Joker in playoff time. Then Luka gets hurt last night.
And
it's not good.
What's the problem with Sacramento?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because people don't have faith in them.
I guess the defense, lack thereof, right? But certainly they're entertaining. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place for the madness. You're going up to $10,000 in bonus money. By playing their exclusive squares, place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available, betriversquares.com.
Mike Palm will join the show up next. He is the VP of Circa Sports in downtown Las Vegas. We'll ask him about the process of booking so many games during championship week. That's next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house.
Gotta get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Before you make your next bet, visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets. Check out not just today's action, but futures as well. Another way to help you out here as a better, make you a smarter, better year-round, VSiN.com. Check it out with splits.
He's a very busy man. He's typically on in the final hour of this program once a week. Mike Palm joins us bright and early here on a Thursday championship week. He is the VP of Circus Sports and the Resort Casino here in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, sir.
What a busy time. Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. What a busy time of the year. I mean, today, yesterday, I filled in. Today with you guys, I got a board meeting with Derek at 5 to 8 Pacific time. You know, they're in Detroit, so it's more understandable, 8 to 11. I'll be on with Stormy on the Lombardi line the next few days. Stormy today, Femi on Friday and Saturday. These conference tournaments, I mean, it's just incredible. I love it. You're right. Today, tomorrow, a very underrated two-day span in the betting world. We get through that. We get Selection Sunday. Going to take the wife and the kids down to California for a couple days, Monday, Tuesday. It's her birthday Monday. Quick back here Wednesday. Run the D ballroom on Thursday, the first day of the tournament. Then fly to Iowa. I'll be there in Des Moines on Saturday for the second round games from Wells Fargo in Des Moines. Yeah, we're hosting a suite there with our partner Wild Rose. So it's a whirlwind here next 8 or 9 days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little sunrise over Spectrum, huh?
Yeah, a little sunrise.
That's good. Mitch, I think tomorrow's the best day of the college basketball season. What Mitch said earlier. Go ahead and promote here. I mean, what do you expect now? Because it's the last time we get to talk to you. What do you expect for the madness? I know I was talking to Joe. He expects it to be crazy, but maybe people don't spend as much as they did in the past. But what are you expecting here a week away?
Well, we're sold out Thursday, Friday. Here in the sports book and at Stadium Swim. And the watch party, remember we always had the watch party at the D and the Detroit Ballroom, and then we started doing it here. We're doing it the first two weekends here at Galaxy and Circa because of the West Regional being here in Las Vegas. I think they've got over 180 hosted reservations on Thursday, this first day already. This is players that couldn't get a seat at the other two venues that are going to go up and watch it in the ballroom. It's going to be nuts. I mean, table drop. It should just be terrific. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, this year, you could go one week either way. This weekend, I think Ricky said he sold out of all his seats in the middle here on Friday, tomorrow, here. And then you go the other way. The hotel rates are just as high the second weekend as the first weekend with the West Regional here. I mean, so it's crazy. It's now it's extending in both directions.
We've had crappy weather here in Las Vegas for the first time.
Terrible.
Awful, right?
Mitch, 22 of the 28 days in February were colder than they were last year. It's been awful. Right? It's been awful.
So Stadium Swim is sold out, which is like the best spot in the world to watch games. I'm looking next week. We're getting rain and wind in the forecast again.
Don't stop with that now.
I can't
it's
going to
be beautiful
it.
Right now.
But it's sold out already,
this week,
though. So
yeah, it's sold out well in advance. This week, 70, what? So we're going to be 76 Monday?
That's what we need right there.
That's what we need through the night because sometimes it can be a little warm. I remember when we went on that 15th floor with the mall doing the shows and then sun beating down on you on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
It gets a little warm, but... you know, mid-70s is perfect out there.
So can you take us through the process of booking the games this week? There are so many, and things are fluid, and, you know, numbers can change. A couple of examples here, maybe. North Carolina was very impressive, right, yesterday. You're a Tar Heels guy. It goes back to your days of loving Dean Smith and when you were living in Iowa and you had a chance to meet the guy. They were great last night. They need these games to get into the tournament.
I think they got to make the final.
I think so, too.
Don't you?
I think so, probably, yeah.
There's a path there. I mean, they may go Virginia and then maybe Clemson. To get to the final, they kind of weaved their way through where you could avoid Duke and Miami, who I think are the best two teams in the ACC
probably,
right now.
Probably, yeah.
I don't get it, though, if everybody says if they win today, there's no road victories on their resume. I mean, I think the committee would love to get them in Dayton for the first four. I mean, you'd make your first four as far as TV ratings go.
Yeah.
But I think they have a good matchup today with Virginia. I had Nick Bogdanovich on when I sat in for Tim Murray yesterday, you know, and he's here every morning at 4:30. He's getting in right now and booking games until, you know, mid-afternoon. He said it's absolutely the best time of the year. And, you know, he's a college basketball guy. He loves it. And I said, why is it so good? He said, because neutral courts. I mean, this is where your number really comes out when they're basically most teams are playing on neutral courts. Do you shade it? I said, what are examples where you shade it? He says, I probably give Kansas a point playing in Kansas City, point and a half. I give Arizona a point playing in Las Vegas just because they travel so well. But he said, Arizona's the biggest home court advantage in college basketball. Played at McHale is usually worth 4 points. So, but you really get to look at your number, and your number is much more honed in than it is in November and December. Well, when they're playing all these holiday tournaments and the start times are changing, you still got college football, you still have NFL, much more challenging than right now.
Yeah, numbers are super tight at this point, obviously. And so, but another angle here would be potentially Iowa State, right? Along with Kansas, their fans travel very well to this tournament. And they just played Baylor last week, and they killed them. Right.
In Waco at the Ferrell Center, they were a 2-point dog at home in Ames in December, beat them by 15. They wire to wire in that game, and they did it again. Iowa State's a team, you can almost make a first half bet on the team. There's not too many changes of the lead in the second half in these Iowa State games. They need to get control of the game because of the way they play with their defense. But I just think it's a really tough matchup for Baylor. You turn around 5 days later, and you're going to lay 4.5 or 5 points here today.
I'm surprised at how short a lot of these one seeds are and a lot of the early games. VCU's laying a short number. Also, what do you do with UCLA now? Laying 9 with Clark out. But even the tournament out here with the West Coast, Mountain West, like Boise against UNLV.
4.5.
Yeah, Utah State's only 3 against New Mexico. And then Nevada, they need it like blood. They're 4 or 5 point favorite against San Jose State. So these are, I mean, they lose. That's it. These teams aren't going to get in.
Yeah, it's be interesting how many bids they get. Obviously, San Diego State's going to be in for sure. I think
Boise's safe, too.
I think Utah State's a darn good team as well. And they deserve to get in. You're right. UNR probably has to make the final to have a shot to be considered as an at-large.
I would think, yes.
Good tournament here. I hope they don't punish UCLA. UCLA deserves a one seed. I heard you guys talking earlier. This team, though, how did he keep this team together? All these teams are one and done. These guys play a year, maybe. This is the same team he's kept together from the Final Four 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a team built for the tournament. I really like them a lot. I have a future on them. You know what our two biggest liabilities are as far as the futures go? UCLA and Miami of Florida. And when I talked to Thomas Gable, he said they have a lot of liability on Miami of Florida as well for the national championship and for the ACC tournament.
They're a fun team. They can score a lot of points. Mm-hmm. Miami of Florida here, though.
Here. Second biggest liability for the national championship.
Okay, what do you make of this? Clemson is the 3 seed in the ACC.
Yeah.
You can't find them within sniffing distance of being in the bracket right now.
Think about that. Yeah. A 3 seed in the ACC. Lenardi has them next 4 out.
They're not even
behind Michigan.
It's early in the morning. They're not. You can't even find them on the bracket matrix website. They're not even listed. So they're catching 2.5 against NC State.
NC State looked impressive yesterday as well. I'm not a big Clemson guy. I think they're a play against today as well. I don't think they're going to get into it. They make the ACC. I don't know. I think they might even have to win the ACC tournament to get in this. The ACC really, really, really down.
Oh, it stinks.
I mean, it's off. But think about this. You lose Roy Williams, Krzyzewski, and now Boeheim, right?
Was that handled poorly? What a bizarre press conference, right?
He's been sour all year, and he's turned into Krzyzewski yelling at the student reporters. And all this sort of nonsense, and everybody bought their teams and all the very strange.
I gave my speech Saturday. Only one guy figured it out. Yeah. What is this?
Come on, we're not playing games here, pal.
Yeah, come on.
Meanwhile, he goes down as the second winningest coach of all time, 47. Think about his contemporary. you know, that documentary ESPN did about the Big East.
Oh, it was very good.
But think about what? Really good. This was, they were the league before the ACC, really when Krzyzewski came in, and that's when the ACC rose to prominence. But think about the his contemporaries there, who he was coaching, Bill Rafferty. I mean, he's still in the box. Massimino Longong, Dave Gavitt. I mean, John Thompson. These guys are all well gone, and he survived 47 years.
Did you see this? Did you see this tweet? Look at this. This is from the BetMGM account. Jim Boeheim is the most overrated coach in the history of organized team sports. BetMGM tweeted that out after the news. This is, I think it's five Final Fours he only has, only.
In 47 years.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. But all the talent that he had. He never could figure it out offensively. Like, his teams would never improve during the season offensively. And it was always about defense.
I wonder if Jeff Benson's freelancing for other books. This is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if Smart doesn't hit the shot, he wins multiple. Still, only five Final Fours in 47 years.
It's a little light. Very light.
By the way, Tom Crean, and you know this is like a brotherhood. Did you see this?
I saw it.
As soon as it came down yesterday, he's on one of the networks. I can't keep him straight.
He was on ESPN. Yeah.
He said, if you need one game, right?
Oh.
Did you hear this?
Oh, God.
And you don't know who's playing in that game until that minute, I'm taking Jim Boeheim over anybody to win that game. And I'm just like, what? What does that even mean? And that's going to be the guy you're going to go with in history? Okay. All right, we'll continue with the VP of Circus Sports and the Resort Casino in downtown Las Vegas here during Championship Week. Mike Palm coming up again on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Great house specials and menu. Win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If the numbers match, you win. Restrictions on wagers and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. It's hot and heavy. Let's go. One of the best days of the year.
Mike Palmer, guest, VP, Circus Sports, early here on a Thursday. How about Duke opening 4 last night, now sitting at 6? I see one spot 6.5 this morning against Pittsburgh.
They're peaking. Everybody says they're peaking. This could be the North Carolina of last year, a team that gets a 7 or an 8 seed, make a run to the Final Four. You know what I was thinking about driving in, Mitch? Mm. It was 3 years ago today that Paul was out, and you and I were sitting at the South Point speculating about are they going to play these conference tournaments as the world started to crumble around us.
Was that was on
3 years ago today, the Thursday of conference tournament week.
Oh, man.
Seems like forever ago.
Gobert got it.
Yeah.
And then all hell broke loose.
That's what started it all.
And then it was...
They played the first half. They played the first half in the Garden. Yes. Everybody else, they're crying at the ACC, Swofford. And then they said at halftime, just kidding. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I remember getting home that day saying, don't cancel the game.
Oh, God.
Please don't cancel the game. And then all these other tournaments are like, cancel them. Like,
boom,
oh,
boom,
no,
boom, boom, boom.
No.
Yeah.
But
Paul had a cold.
Is that what?
Yeah, Paul had a cold that day.
Well, they told me. They didn't know. I mean, they told me, you know, they said stay home. They don't know what the hell's going on. I was all right.
Small case of the sniffles.
Yeah. Oh, God, right. We got a humans update going to Walgreens. Who has food left? Where can you get the chicken?
We're running out of toilet paper.
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Ridiculous. Russian ping pong and all. God, lunacy. Absolutely.
And then I said, what's this thing, soccer? Maybe I'll
know.
Yeah, maybe.
No idea.
I didn't want to bet Russian ping pong. I said, well, I have to figure out this soccer.
That's when you picked it up.
Yes.
Bundesliga.
That was all that was left.
Bundesliga.
I wouldn't let him put the EPL on at the long bar before the NFL on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
He goes, can we get the EPL? I said, I'm going to have to turn it off when the game ends. I'm like, why would you watch the first half?
So this is always fascinating to me to get this story because, again, you scoffed at soccer, as you just said.
Turned my nose. My father hated it, though. So it was ruining America. Little League Baseball. Roddy. He's ASO, American Youth Soccer, and he called him ASO and then another word that's alliterative with that.
And now you're saying that soccer is like easily your favorite sport to bet on?
Most volume.
Most volume, okay.
It's most volume. I would say soccer, hockey, baseball are my three favorite sports to bet on. Honestly, I haven't really even gotten into college basketball until the last week, and I'm already transitioning to baseball. This is so fun, though, right now at this time and these these tournaments and studying up on it. But I just think soccer is the best sport to bet in game because of the pace of the game. You know, you don't have these sudden things where you can't react to a bet, and it's just, I mean, the basketball just goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I just think there's such a nice pace to soccer that there's so many opportunities with the end game to bet. I mean, yesterday at Hotspur Stadium.
I knew you had it.
Nick Bogdanovich called me. He said some folks I talked to far away said they're getting crushed on the under in this game. I said, I know you can't make a 2 in Champions League, but this game should be a 1.5. Tottenham can't score. Milan's got the lead. They're going to park the bus. I mean, there wasn't even close to a goal in that game.
Right. 10 of the 12 last 12 Champions League games have gone under.
Oh, it's been solid.
Yes.
And usually I stick to first legs because they're nervy, but this was the second leg you could pound. I stayed away. I probably could have bet that Bayern game, but watch now. The Lewandowski's going. Watch them win it all. Watch Bayern win the whole thing now.
Could happen. Oh, we haven't talked to you in a month, how the schedule's
falling. We've talked to each other. I haven't been on the show in a month.
All right.
Let's clarify that.
Okay, very good. But to get in the VP side of things, how about this now? And you've seen it all. You've done it all. You've been in this racket for a long time. Casino security near Main and Fremont, out with an unattended child. The young child was dropped off at the security booth while security wasn't looking. The parents took off to gamble. They found the parents at the craps table.
Well, that's interesting. At least they dropped them off to security.
Okay.
And they just didn't park them on a slot machine or in a hall. This happens a lot.
Oh.
Now, here it doesn't happen here because the kid can't get in the door. That's another one of the advantages of it. But they'll, you know, stick him in McDonald's and go off to play a slot machine.
You're on your own?
You're on your own.
Oh, my God.
How usually the kids are, you know, 10, 12, 14 years old. So, you know, they got half a shot. But they got half a shot. But it's pretty amazing what addiction does to people.
Wow.
It's a very powerful thing.
What do you guys do then? How do you operate?
Well, you know, there's how about leaving them? This is another one. Leave them in the hotel room. And then they'll hear a crying, and someone will call the front desk. There's a kid crying in the next room. Won't stop crying. You come up, you knock, they open the door. There's no parent there. They left the kid in the hotel room to go gamble. Maybe the kid was sleeping or that. Uh-huh. They call the police. They call Child Protective Services. The kids get taken away sometimes. You know, it's child abandonment, neglect. It's a lot. You know, this is a city of many sad things.
Well, that in that situation, that's probably automatic, isn't it? When CPS comes,
they're going to take them, and then they're going to have a hearing on what happened.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
imagine
they're not thinking about this one. How do we? Yeah.
They drop them off with security. Well, all right, let's go.
At least they took them to a safe place.
Okay, right.
John Fiato. John, what are your rates? $11 an hour.
John,
we had it last year where the guy locked a bunch of dogs in his car.
Oh, I know what
on the strip.
At the Cosmo, I think at the
115 degrees outside on the top.
That's worse.
That's
worse.
The Husky.
That's worse. That's what I say about Ruggs. Ruggs has no shot because of what happened with the dog and that thing. And the people heard it while the fire was going on.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
How about also the woman at the Wynn that lost $10 million with these.
What a con.
I know.
Taking pictures with Rogers and Brady.
Sure. So then Wynn's presenting her like this high roller and she's losing all this money. She was doing
6 months every day gambling.
6 months every day. Like, what are you, the chase, you got to get out. What are you doing?
My father said, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. I mean, at what point you don't have enough ever to even get even? You're stuck $8 million? I'm going to grind out. What am I going to grind out today? $600? I mean,
To keep going with the con?
Like, I mean, what's the number? Like, right, she's down, once you're down 3, she was a lawyer, but like, once you're down 3 or 4, it's like, okay, my God, now enough. And it goes to 10. And then
she lived there.
Yes. Yeah, there were some reports about what the room was going for and the room service. I was talking to our guy, Joe, who works here. He's like, come on. It's room, food, and beverage, everything. Come on.
Yeah.
She's down to all that money, whatever she wants. Please, don't go anywhere. But then, do you try to protect yourself or protect what's best for the city as well? Because then there was a report she was spotted at another casino, like a week later.
Where'd she get the money?
I don't know what was
going on.
How
about the law firm? How about the law firm? She's gone for 11 months or whatever it was, 6 months. She's just she was on the road doing this and this and
doing Zoom meetings,
checks and all this. Yeah.
Good point. Are you actually working? What's going on?
I'd like to see the just her in action, though. Once she got stuck, $4 or $5 million. You know what I mean? I'd like to see her in action. I mean, what was she?
Well, your guy had a tweet. We didn't know at the time. Vital Vegas had a tweet. She was on the first machine in the high limit at the Wynn. Off to the left, she was playing Dragon Links or something, $1,250 a push. She got her feet up and Wynn pants on. You didn't know at the time, ponytail. That was her.
Wow.
And then drops $10 million with these fake loans and out.
Was it all on machines?
As I understand it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh. You didn't even have any fun.
Or with the table games. I don't know. My God.
Catch a sizz on a craps game.
Like how many jackpots did she hit to like keep that feeling going, right? Yeah. Like, oh, this is good. I can get this back.
She's got enough to write off. She shouldn't have to pay any taxes on the jackpots. They're doing the push again. Dana Titus is sponsoring the bill again that died last year. They got to get this threshold changed. AGA's yes. back in it again.
Yeah.
So, you know, $1,200 taxable threshold. That was written in 1977. The real number yes. is like $6,900, what it is.
Oh.
They're trying to get it to $5,000, but that's like the real equivalent
yeah.
of what the number was in 1977. So Dana Titus and the senator from Pennsylvania co-sponsoring this again. So we'll hopefully get this thing through this time.
That I didn't know that. That's great information. That yeah. goes back all the way to the 70s, and they've stuck with it ever since.
Well, they tried to get the Treasury just to do it, but the Treasury says we don't want to do it, so now they're introducing legislation. But the threshold was set in 1977.
That's
1,200 is ridiculous. On. Think of all the labor it takes, too, with all these taxables. Think of the labor you can save if you only have to stop it at 5,000. Of course, there's ways around it, too, unattended jackpots and for those people playing in high limit where you don't have to stop every time you hit a taxable. But this would be better for everybody.
Well, that day back in December when I stayed here mm-hmm. and I hit three on the same machine.
I walked up to you there. I said, what's going on?
You came
here?
Over, right?
Yeah.
I popped it three different times, same machine, yep. different denominations. The longest part was waiting to get paid out the whole time.
Right.
You know, there's a whole process to
now,
this.
Now, we have unattended jackpots. So you can get set up in less than a minute to where it won't stop for that. And they will just accumulate, and they'll give you all your W-2s.
Oh, so you have a conversation beforehand?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's all set up. We have that now. And the guys that play where they get a taxable every spin, they're playing 500 a hand. They don't want to be stopping.
I'm not that experienced, Paul.
Well, no, that's all.
Well, you will. You'll get into it.
You're
just stick with Paulie.
No. You got a $40 sandwich this week?
I think that's appropriate with the inflation
and the
compression, the demand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
40's the right number.
Okay, very good. See, we got that. You want to get an upgrade with the room or a suite or an early check-in. I got to step your game up. There she is. Moved into the Wynn for 6 months. Gambled 24-7 with stolen $10 million. $11 yep. to her name.
Oh, great to see you again, pal. Great
Thank
job.
You. Thank you. Nice to be back on.
Have
nice
a great couple
seen.
Of days here.
Awesome.
There you go, Mike Paul.
Up B+. Next,
we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. Some will automatically call this ridiculous. I think it can only lead to more exciting betting opportunities.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, as I mentioned with Mike, Champions League 10-2 underrun in the last 12 games here. And Tottenham Milan draw plus 280. It was 0-0. Who had that? Both matches went under yesterday. Hawks Wizards over 233 up to 237.5. Nuggets Bulls under 229 down to 225. And Bulls money line plus 350. Surprised the Nuggets on the road. DePaul plus one. What a finish this was against Seton Hall. This had everything. Seton Hall's got a big lead. Then there's a turnover. They foul a guy shooting a three. And then you think Seton Hall's going to win at the buzzer. And I've never seen a game end like that. They thought it was, did the game end with a goaltend? But they fixed it. Corrected it on the replay, and DePaul gets the win against Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Great game.
By the way, this time of year can also be so frustrating, and it happens all the time in college basketball.
Go to the monitor?
No. It's been happening for 15 years, at least in this sport. Tie game, one-point game, dribble. I'm taking a 25.
Clock toilet offense. Yeah. Absolutely.
It drives me insane.
Yep. Got to run a play. Can't do it. George Mason, they're hot from 1 up to 3.5. They get there. Nebraska, Minnesota over. 134 up to 138.5.
Now they're getting 13 today after Minnesota shocked Nebraska last night. Uh-huh. Kind of a big dog. Now they're getting 13 today against Maryland.
Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Northwestern State under. Southland title game, 149 down to 145. Fell 146. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, VSiN.com. Watch the show live. You always want to see these videos and these tweets? Send it in. We'll put you on television. It's that easy. Look at the dog here, the Rottweiler. You're getting a fight with the hand shadow on the wall. He looks, it's coming at him.
Watch out.
It's slapping him, right? Oh, whoa. It doesn't hurt, but what's going on? I can't figure it out. With the hand puppet coming at him off the wall, and he's following around. He thinks he's getting hit.
This dog would be really good in that new sport Dana White created.
That's right. That is awesome. Good-looking pup, though, too. Big fella. I feel bad for the guy. They're getting him. At least it's not as bad as the dog that was, remember, drinking the reflection off the faucet when he was doing it, the little pug, which happened as well. This was the other night here in Las Vegas. How good is this video? This is Adele down the street singing, and then she realized, hey, they just got married, right? Yeah, give me some volume. She keeps singing, hitting all the notes, and autographs the wedding dress. How good is that? Has to put the mic down for 1 second inside, right? But stop, right? This is awesome. Adele comes in, mingles with the crowd, hangs out, walks around, singing all the notes, and then, wave.
Could you go to her show?
She got some hits. I mean,
she's got an unbelievable voice.
Yeah.
She's ultra-talented. I don't know if I could take that for 2 hours.
No? Right. What's the payoff?
The ballerina.
The girl looking out for you, your date looking out for you.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Give me 2 songs. Hey, great. This was fun. I got to go.
Yeah.
There's a hot Ultimate X waiting for me. I couldn't do 2 hours. The complaining, he broke up with me, the crying, I'm out at some point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sure. I did that. I went to, what's the, with the movie with Meryl Streep? It was out at Mandalay Bay, the show. Remember you went, you turned around, the whole crowd.
Mamma Mia.
I went with my mother. I had to go. It's my mom. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh, I went to
and
that
too. And I turn
too.
Around, the whole crowd standing up.
Same thing.
I go, this is ridiculous.
Same thing. I'm like,
get
what's
me
wrong
out
with
of
you
here.
People?
Get me the hell out of here. I can't take it, right? How about this? Tim. Look at this. Tim. Remember he sent this in? He had a Royale with cheese for $8,000 the other night? He's in California. Where is he? Yeah, well,
Geyserville.
Geyserville, California. He went back the next day. Boom. Did it again. Dealt three, he gets it. This time it was diamonds. Another 8,000 for Tim. Good job, Tim. Good run. 16,000 the last couple nights. Lose some. George Washington, St. Joe's under, 156 down to 152, no good. Montana State, Northern Arizona under, 138 up to 134.5. NC State, Va Tech under, not even close, 150 up to 146. Need your help here, a little gym etiquette. What would you do if this happened to you? Let's go to the gym. Well, the guy calls out he needs a spotter, right? He's putting up the weights, doing the bench press. And oh boy, we got problems early on. We've all been there. It's not going. I can't get it, right? And look at this. The guy doesn't help him. The barbell falls on him. Is this a goof?
What?
What's the guy doing? He never helped him. He's got three plates on each side, and it falls down on him, and he has to lean, come off to the side, and as the weights fall down, and he's got to... The guy never helped him and grabbed the barbell.
I don't know. Is this for TikTok hits? I don't know. That's, again, where your brain's got to go every single time.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
The guy did that to you? Hey, can you help me give him a spot? Sure, sure. And then that happens? Poor guy could have been crushed. Unbelievable.
Oh, if that's not done for TikTok, I'm speechless here. And he's still looking at the guy.
Still looking at him as he's on the ground. As he's on the ground after he barely escaped. Sure. Unbelievable. Couple bad beats. As I mentioned, the Hawks lane three. Porzingis hits a three at the buzzer down five. And Mitch had it. Other people had it. Brutal. And Mitch got a great number. Air Force plus seven or plus six. They were up three with a minute left. Lost by eight in overtime against UNLV. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Okay, this is from Diana Russini, ESPN, 15 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
In the wake of an extensive in-person meeting between Aaron Rodgers and New York Jets brass, including owner Woody Johnson, there's optimism in the Jets organization that they are on the brink of landing the future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah!
Sources close to the situation tell ESPN.
All right. Now, will they have to give up a first-round pick?
I've heard chatter that they might not have to.
True. The Jets are trying to avoid that.
So it could be a second-round pick. That was some of the chatter last night that I heard anyway. So
it wouldn't be a first-round pick and Sauce Gardner? Did you see that video? Did you see that from a well-known talk show host? Okay. Yeah.
So she had a couple of other tweets, but they had optimism before Woody Johnson went to California, and now he felt it was important to meet Rodgers in person. He left the meeting excited and satisfied about the potential match.
Let's go. Let's go.
They're working under the optimism that this will happen, and the Jets and Packers remain engaged in conversations about compensation and the contract, again, according to sources. So that's, all right, according to that report and those sources, I don't know, man. Could be happening any time now.
Be great for the league.
So he'll go.
You also have to do it if you're Green Bay. Get up from the contract.
Got to see about Jordan Love.
Got to see about Jordan Love, and let's go.
All right, well, let's see where the Jets' future numbers go today during the show. Because they were still moving yesterday.
Well,
They were down. Do they really drop below like 16-1?
Probably, yeah.
10-1 range?
Yeah.
You can't bet 10-1.
You probably get 12. No, of course not. You probably get 12, 14.
But if you want to get in now, you can probably get like a 20-1 at some spots, maybe on the Jets next year, if you think that's a good number. I'm not telling you it is, but that will drop, I'm sure. I also wanted to point this out. I think this would be great. The WWE held discussions with state gambling regulators in Colorado and Michigan to legalize betting on scripted match results. They're working with Ernst & Young to secure match results so they won't leak to the public.
Oh, come on.
WWE creative executives don't plan to inform wrestlers who will win until hours before a match. They aim to have major sports betting companies offer bets in high-profile matches. Colorado said last night, thanks but no thanks. So now the WWE basically wants to go to Michigan. The reason why I'm excited about this is because in the story that I read, and it makes a lot of sense, the thought is this could lead to other future bets that people could make.
Such as?
Deaths on TV shows.
Hello.
Endings to TV shows.
Sure. You got confidentiality.
That's what I want to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what would have happened? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones? Oh, my God.
Sports betting.
Biggest TV show of all time?
Of all time. Do you know what the handle would have been?
Forget it.
On something like that? And how many people would have had bets on who was going to take over and how many people were going to die in the final episode? And everybody talked about the show anyway without legal sports betting. So there will be shows that come along between now and the next whatever that you could bet on. It's like, I think this is going to happen at the season finale or the series finale.
Yeah.
That's what that's where I want this to lead to. I don't watch wrestling anymore, but so I wouldn't be betting on that stuff. But if we could get more bets on the board, absolutely. I want Academy Awards to be legalized in Nevada.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. Give me a parlay. Can I get Mr. Fuji with Hulk Hogan?
Mr. Fuji.
Can I get a Junkyard Dog with...
Can you name a current wrestler, today?
No, I can't.
I don't know if I can either.
I can go down the roster back in the day.
Oh, we could name Wonderful. Everybody from the 80s and 90s for sure.
Greg the Hammer Valentine, Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Who didn't love wrestling?
I watched with my dad on USA Network.
Come on.
Iron Sheik, Stereotypes, everything.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mean Gene Okerlund. Yeah. I got his autograph. The Killer Bees, Jumping Jim Brunzel.
College basketball up next. Teams off a bye in this league are only 5-18 ATS since 2018.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.